Then Musa ibn Jafar alayhisalam asked him, is this person, the owner of the house, Bush, is he free or he's a slave? Because those days they were a slave as well. That lady says, no, he's free. Imam says, of course, he must be free. If he was a slave of Allah, he wouldn't do all these things. Because all the voice of noise of music was coming out, people were dancing, and it could be even understood from outside what's happening in the house. So Imam says, yes, of course he is free. If he was not free and he was a slave of Allah, he wouldn't do all these things. When that person, that lady goes back home, inside the house, Bush asked her, why did you come so late? Why did you delay? You went just to throw some rubbish out. She explains about the dialogue, conversation she had with Imam. And she says how Imam said that if he was a slave, he wouldn't have done all these things. Bush awakens. This is awakening. This is what I'm talking about. Awakens. He runs out with all those drunk, in the drunk situation. You know that people, when they get drunk, they have to sleep for many hours before they can become any conscious of what's happening. He awakens, even the drunkenness of what the wines or things he had drank goes away. He runs out barefooted, goes towards Imam alayhi salam, finds Imam and starts to cry and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he becomes such a Muslim, which later on he was called Bushra Hafi. Hafi means barefooted. So he's known as Bushra Hafi. He becomes such a person that he becomes very famous in getting so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become such a good person. When he was asked, people ask from Bush, because after that he was always barefooted. He was just going, living barefooted. When he was asked, why are you walking barefooted? Why do you never wear on shoes? He says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بَسَاطًا. Means, indeed Allah created, opened under your foot, the earth. He says, on such earth, it is against the manner to be with food. You have to, because this earth is open under our foot by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have a good manner, we should be barefooted. That was his manner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not go from now on, you can see then all New Zealanders, especially in summertime, they are Bushra Hafi, because they are all barefooted. So one should reach to that status of a spirit, because they did not do it. There are certain things that you do not do it out of the decision. It happens to you because of the feeling is created in us. So that's the story of Bushra Hafi. And another story of Zuhair ibn Qayn. You might have heard the name of it. Zuhair ibn Qayn was one of the ashab of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who became martyred in Karbala. The story of Zuhair ibn Qayn is, so what was that story of Bushra Hafi? What did it show? It showed how Maqam of Wilayat of Musa ibn Jafar awakened Bushr. And similarly, in issue of Zuhair ibn Qayn, he was going the same time that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was going from Mecca towards Kufa when he started his journey. Zuhair with four of his friends, they were also going towards Mecca. So he happened to be in the same route and the same road and the same manzil, because in the older days because there was not car and things were not going fast on the ways from between the cities, there were stations that people used to stay overnight and have rest and eat and this, and next morning again start from there. So they coincided to be in the same stations as well. But Bush was always keeping away from Imam. He was reluctant to see Imam. He didn't like Imam. He didn't want to see Imam. So if they were, this is quoted from the friends of Zuhair. Friends of Zuhair says, whenever Imam was starting the journey, we stopped because we didn't want to see them. And whenever they stop, we travel so that we do not meet each other. But it happened so in one manzil, one station, we were both on the same place to stop for the night. So we went and made our tent, set up our tent separate, quite away from the tent of Imam, so that we avoid again seeing Imam. That person says, we were sitting around and we were eating. While we were eating, somebody came from Imam and all came to the tent and said to the Zuhair, Imam Hussein ibn Ali has called you to go and see him. He said, everyone was kind of shocked and stopped eating. And then while he was not knowing what to do, his wife tells him, the son of Rasulullah has called you. How come do you not go and see him? They say, he goes to the tent of Imam, and when he comes out, he is so much changed, he's become reddened, and become like a joy and excitement was visible in his face. And he tells to his companions and his wife that I have decided to stay with Imam, and I want to give my soul and life and sacrifice it for Imam alayhi salam. And asked some people to take his wife back to his tribe, wherever the tribe and family were living. So this is the way wilayat can make change, can awaken people. And it is not about the word. It is not about what Imam told him. Because we know that Imams and Prophets, they give the same word to people. Some of them become Abu Lahab, some of them become Abu Zar. So it is about, that's it, wilayat takwini, that's inside, it works inside the nafs of Imam and nafs of that person. So, we were talking about what is the signs of yaqzi. Okay, we learn through Quran and not sealing the heart and seeking from wilayat, we can acquire yaqzi. But what are the signs of it to know we have reached to that yaqzi? The signs are, there are signs that is mentioned. Number one, a person who has become awakened, he can pay attention, he can notice the ni'mat of Allah. Because, mind you, look around, the whole life is about ni'mat of Allah. But who acknowledges that? Who realizes that? This acknowledgement that I am doing now, it's not that sign of awakeness. That means you all the time see them. We all the time see all the ni'mat of Allah, the sun, the air, the food, the family, where we are born, things that we can learn, people that we know of. See, as it is innumerous. One cannot count the ni'mat of Allah. A person who reached to awakening can see the ni'mat of Allah. Different from what I see. The way he sees, that means all the time he has got an attention. He has got a focus on these ni'mat of Allah. The second sign of it is having attention to seen. A person who has reached to yaqzi, he can see the scenes different from what I see. When I say he can see the scenes, that means he or she sees the danger and depths of the scene and how important it is. He keeps so much away from it. He doesn't do even makruh, let alone sin. He doesn't do makruh so that he does never get involved in haram and sin. You know what is makruh? Everyone knows what is makruh? Makruh, you understand? Yes. Makruh are the things that recommended to keep away from them. They are not haram as such, but like an example of makruh is too much eating, too much talking nonsense. You know, there are a lot of makruh. So there are those people who have reached to awakeness. They do not even do makruh, so that they never get involved in haram, in sin. Another sign of yaqzi or awakeness is ta'zim al-haq, meaning holding Allah great in your heart. You feel the greatness of Allah in the heart. A person who is awakened, he feels the greatness of Allah. Why I don't feel that? Because I'm asleep. Existentially, when we are existentially asleep, we do not feel that greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth sign of yaghza is knowing the nafs better. What nafs? Nafs ammare is the nafs which commands to do bad. We have got a nafs in us which all the time is asking us to do bad things. That's called nafs ammare. Nafs ammare is all the time with us. We all have it, right? And whenever all those times that we are tempted to do things that we are not supposed to, that's the work of nafs ammare. An awakened person, he realizes his nafs ammare very well. He knows it. And number five, acknowledgement of Allah's promises. A person who is awakened existentially acknowledges the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acknowledges it by heart. It's not that sit here and talk. Yes, I acknowledge Allah's promise for good people to go to heaven. Yes, they go to. You feel it. The person feels that in his heart. Acknowledgement by heart. And the most ignored one, iqtinamul waqt. That's another sign of being awakened. That iqtinamul waqt means a person who values time, which we do not value time. We spend time like anything. A person went to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, said, Fulani, Mr. So, has made a business, has gone, because those days, one of the businesses or business people or traders were those who used to go outside and bring things from other places, from Yemen, from Iran, from here and there. From Syria, they used to bring those things to Mecca or to Medina. They were called tajir or trader. So somebody comes and says to Imam Falani or a Mr. X has done a tijarat and he has learned a lot of money. His principal capital has become so many times, so many folds more. So he wants to say, the way he's saying it to Imam, he's saying that he has made so much reward on his investment, if you like. This is what the term we use today. Imam says, has he not used his time for it? That means, no matter how much money a person earns, versus, or how much reward for anything a person can acquire and earn, versus the time of life, because this time of lifetime that we are spending is something irreversible. Whatever we earn versus the time we are spending on it is of no value. So, iqtinamul waqt is when we value the time. So, tawajjuh, the first one was tawajjuh ila ni'am, was attentioning. These were the six signs of awakeness. So we want to go through them and explain each of these six one by one. We have still a few minutes, or shall I leave it for next week? It's not something to finish now. It takes a separate session. It's quite involved. So I'll leave it for next week. And I can see that you're all tired. So am I. No, I'm not tired. I can talk another 2 hours for you if you want. But inshallah, we continue next week. And again, I remind myself as well as you, these are things that we have to practice them. We have to take action on them so that we can see the difference. If you came 5, 6, let's say 10 weeks to these sessions and you thought you're still the same person, then you start to question yourself, why is that? بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد.